think, probably our nearly 20th second year of running enterprise awards in Donegal. So we targeted at any business under 50 in the county, so it's your small and micro enterprises. Again, covers us about 96% of the companies we have in Donegal. So an annual event. This year we have 15 finalists, 4 in the startup category and 11 in the existing or established business category. As you say, 4 from South Donegal, but we have them from North Donegal, East, West and South Donegal. So it's an interesting mix from sort of creative sportswear to software to vegan products, then into engineering, catering, international advisory services in relation to the third level education. So it's quite a mix of companies.
And Michael, it's of course enterprise, it's local, and it's recognition for the smaller business.
Yeah, and it is, and a great thing I think about awards, and I suppose the important thing about it is it highlights the role and importance of small businesses in our rural counties and communities. As you rightly say, it sort of gives endorsement to the promoters, the guys and gals behind those businesses, and sort of gives them more confidence in their business. And the great thing we're seeing this year, actually, almost all of the applicants who had submitted, and there was about 30-odd, and these are the 15 finalists, a lot of them would have had engaged with us over the years, and a lot of the existing businesses have made it to the final, likely are clients who would have received support in the past. And strangely, because it's not the norm, Harry, that they're putting themselves forward, and there definitely seems to be a more confident business community among those smaller micro businesses in the county at the moment. You know, whether that's a result of having gone through what we've all gone through, but there's definitely they were much easier to get to put an application this year than previous years, and it's a great thing to see.
And as you said, that's an indication of confidence, which is all the more important in an area like Donegal. We have the shadow of Brexit, of course, looming as well. So it's perhaps an indication of the confidence that these small businesses have going ahead.
Absolutely. And again, they've engaged with us for quite a while, but we're definitely seeing a much more confident cohort of businesses now. And as you say, rightly say as well, there is the shadow of Brexit. And it is casting more of a shadow now, but firms are acknowledging it this year. We found in our survey of the end of year sort of employment survey, we also look at sort of what's the challenges facing them. A year ago, less than 5% of them were saying Brexit was an issue or a challenge. This year, just short of 70% are saying it, and 70% of them are looking for some assistance and guidance around the issues around and challenges around Brexit, like tariffs, like customs controls, like fluctuations in the currency. So businesses are definitely thinking about Brexit. So I think that's part of that, also being more confident of taking your head up and looking around and seeing that, yeah, and looking at the environment and seeing, yeah, this is a challenge for us. So it's a good thing, because I think Brexit, as I've said in the past, Brexit was a bit of a kick in the ass for us and a wake-up call for all businesses and people working with businesses, that maybe we were a bit too soft and not as forward-looking and as outward-looking as we probably could or should have been.